So, I've been missing in action quite a lot lately, and I know you've heard this before from me, but I have had podcast interviews going out, so hopefully you'll have been catching up with those. And you will know if you've listened to some of them, watched some of them, that things are changing around here. And why is what I'm going to cover in this video. So, I have been teaching print on demand and helping people with print on demand for a long time now, 5 or 6 years. And it's fair to say it's been a bit of an uphill battle here in the UK because, oh, controversial, because generally I have found that people out in the States and in Germany and other areas of Europe, it's really acceptable to do print on demand, where in the UK it's been always too expensive, or I can't do that, and there has been barriers, and I have been breaking down those barriers and doing my best to really get it out there and get people into this magical way of having your own business, because it is very special and it's very clever, and it means you don't have to spend money. Here she goes again. You don't have to spend money on stock or invest or have machinery or anything like that. No more burns up your arms from heat presses. No more having to buy them constantly from China or wherever because you keep killing them, you keep wearing them out. Yeah, I've been there, I've done all that. So, what has happened? So, lately there has been something of a recognition of print on demand in the UK, and I'm so happy about it. As more companies have come in, as more ways to do it, it's become more of a recognised way to do business, and I am delighted. However, it means that my role has sort of probably disappeared a bit now, and I'm more than happy with that because as more companies came up and as technology grew and there were more and more updates, I was running around chasing my tail, trying to be all things to all people, trying desperately to be on top of everything, to be able to keep all the people I was helping up to date. Oh, couldn't keep still. My poor brain couldn't deal with it. And my own print on demand suffered, which meant I wasn't putting my own products on, and I still get royalties, obviously, from the stuff I've already got on. But I've got so much more I want to do. So, where am I and what am I doing now? Well, I'm still in print on demand, but not in the way that you'd expect. Not so much in t-shirts and mugs and hoodies and things like that. Although, still got my listings, and also I'm still doing Pod 123. This feels very self-indulgent talking about all the things that I'm doing. But honestly, it's going to lead to how I can help other people and how I can help you. So, Pod 123. Pod 123 is a way of having your own print-on-demand merch store very cheaply. Very cheaply. There are no hosting fees on this website, and I've got a video course that's like £30. But that is it. That is the extent of my merch pod that I'm talking about at the moment. Because I have reverted, I have gone back to doing KDP and other forms of print on demand to do with books. And I've realised that I have been trying to hammer a square peg into a round hole, and that books, it's my first love, and I've gone back to it, and I feel alive again in a way that I haven't felt for quite a long time, which is brilliant, and it means that I can get my expertise out there. I started doing Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing back in its inception. I remember when print books came in. I've been doing my ebooks. I mean, what? Such a long time. Why am I not helping people with this? So, over the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been doing it for another company, a friend of mine, and it's gone brilliantly. And people have been very, very happy with the results with their books. So, why would I not do it myself? Because I'd like to go a bit further. I want to do audiobooks. I want to have beautiful, beautiful coffee table editions. Look at that. It's lovely. It's got a little ribbon. It's incredible quality paper. I want to be able to do that as well. I want to make things special. So I've set up my own business in publishing, Jo Wildsmith Publishing, and it is a big leap for me. The very fact I've even used my own name terrifies me because I'm not hiding behind a company name anymore. It's all me, Oh my goodness. Well, I say it's all me. I've actually built up a fantastic team of people who can also help, which means I'm not spread too thinly, which means I can get out and talk to people. And obviously, this sounds expensive, right? This service, this done-for-you service, where I'm doing all of these fancy, highfalutin things, sounds expensive. And I'm not kidding. I'm not going to lie. I am not going to do this for free. And I am not going to do it for the low prices like Pod123. I'm not. That's not what this is about. This is for people who want an amazing service from people who know what they're doing and are happy to pay for it. However, I still maintain that you can do all of this yourself. Of course you can. Every element of it can be done yourself. I didn't come out of the womb self-publishing, obviously. So, wasn't even invented then. So, that old. So, I'm going to make sure everything we do as a highfalutin VIP service that we do for people, for a fee, that I'm going to make sure that I'm also going to be telling you, I'm going to be doing videos on it. I'm going to be telling you here in YouTube land how you can do these things. Because if you've got the time and you're willing to have a go, why wouldn't you? There's so much opportunity out there. And if it wasn't for people on YouTube, and if it wasn't for a mentor that I was very lucky to have, I would never have got started with KDP all those years ago, 17, 18, all those years, really long time ago, all those years ago, I would never have got involved with it in the first place. And KDP saved me. I am not embarrassed to say, doing this sort of print on demand and the print on demand that followed saved me from a period where I was very down, very depressed, going through a horrible divorce. And that gave me somewhere for my creativity to go. I'd never really embraced my creativity before. And now suddenly I'd got somewhere that I could take it. And I still get royalties from those books, even now. No, you won't find them because I did them under a pen name. And I did them under five pen names. And I did them under a pen name because they weren't necessarily something that I wanted my soon-to-be at the time ex-husband seeing. They weren't things that I thought my children would want to know about. So they were a little bit thoughty. They were a little bit grown up. And I'm very pleased I did. And this is something that we will talk about in a YouTube video all of its own, because I do think having a pen name gives you a freedom that you wouldn't necessarily have under your own name. Now, I appreciate the irony in that, because I am here now doing publishing under my own name, which is what? But there is a time and a place. There is very much a time and a place, and some bits of work you will want to do in your own name. Imagine if you've got a business and you're writing a book based on your expertise in that business, it's essential to have your own name on there, because otherwise what is the point? You're raising visibility, you're showing people how brilliant you are, what you do. And yeah, we do books like that, but we also do fiction, because we aren't the bit that helps you to write it. We are the bit that gets it out there. We are the bit that helps you to, well, or does it for you, distribute it, get it turned into a book from a manuscript to an actual book or an ebook or a paperback, hardback, whatever, coffee table version. So, exciting times ahead. I feel like a whole new me. I've got energy that I haven't felt for years. And I am so looking forward to helping more and more people. Doors are opening to me that I never could have imagined, because I have finally, at 57, finally found my thing. And I am sure it's going to just go nuts, because I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. So let's get going. I am going to be bringing you lots and lots and lots of information and help, as I say, in various different YouTube videos over the next few weeks, months, years. So do stick with me. However, I am not taking off any of the print-on-demand stuff. So, and when I say print-on-demand, I mean other print-on-demand merch. I'm not taking off any of that. Redbubble is still there. Everything that I put is still there. So you can find it. I'll link to Redbubble here, because if you're starting out on print on demand, it is, in my view, as somebody that's been doing print on demand many years now, it is a great place to learn, a great place to earn your stripes. Anyway, I shall leave you to it, and I look forward to chatting with you and telling you more. Please do watch the podcasts. They have been brilliant. I am learning so much more about other business owners, and many of the people that I'm talking to have done books with me or done books of their own. And so they know their stuff. They know the process. They know what it's like to be helped bring your book into the world. I'll be seeing you, and goodbye.